What's up, everybody? Hello and welcome to the... Jeez, what are we on? Like six, seven?
Four.
Four?
Fucking thought.
You got way ahead of yourself.
I don't know.
It's the both of five.
I forget how many garage pods we're on now, but... Hello and welcome. We have our own page now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys noticed that, but we have our own logo and our own page.
Well, we will. By the time...
Well, we're working on it, but yeah.
By the time this post ends,
we will?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So I hope you guys enjoy the new logo and all that stuff. We're going to be getting some new shit, but yeah, I hope you like that. But anyways, it's your boy Monty checking in. What's up, y'all? King taking a drink out of the
chocolate
joint.
Milk.
A little twist of tea, little nutrients. It's Alex King here with you.
Cheese check-in.
Mike check. What's going on, everybody? Cheese standing in.
Ron John Jetski. We're back.
Yes, sir.
Juice Wiggins always is here.
You know, it's the Slim Bob.
Yes, sir. So, King came in with a couple things on tap ready to talk about today. So, King, I'll let you choose. What's our first topic of the garage pod?
Pod.
You talking a little bit about... I saw the Las Vegas Raiders, the newest team in the NFL... They got a huge surprise with their season tickets. They got a stadium. They got a box. They got confetti. I mean, they got everything you think of.
Yep.
And then Monty told me that he got his season tickets in a potato sack. So I just want to know
why you guys are shit in a fucking burlap sack?
Yes.
So I just want to know.
Last year it came in a pair of socks.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. A pair of socks. Use underwear is what the Browns send out at this point.
He hasn't even got an email yet,
though. I mean,
not even an email. Yeah, so.
Monty's not going
to
any
games. We love
our
Browns.
Hey, the Browns? The Cleveland Browns?
Do not treat you well.
Been doing me extra slimy, grime ball, greasy, dirty.
And wiped your ass in 2 days dirty.
These guys, like you said, King, haven't told me. Yeah, anything
what
about
are you
my
doing?
Tickets.
Are you going? Are you staying?
That's what I'm saying. I'm showing up.
No, the parking lot's not there.
I'm pulling
they said
up.
No way.
But I'm
no
pulling
way,
up.
Jose.
2 hours before game time?
Yeah, they said,
I'm pulling up.
Oh, 2 hours before.
2 hours
pulling
before
up.
Kickoff.
We get there at 6 in the morning.
Believe me, I'm pulling up.
What's 2 hours
Abachi
doing for you?
Already going.
Oh, no, you don't think I can black out in 2 hours?
No.
Challenge accepted.
No, what I'm saying is, what's it going to do?
Challenge accepted.
It's not going to do nothing.
You're going to black out in 2 hours.
So, yeah, first off.
Did you get season tickets yet?
Haven't got my season tickets. Haven't
game,
got my little
game
package.
Starts in when?
3 weeks.
Like
less than three weeks.
20 something days.
19? 15? What day?
Season 10,
sent me no shit. They said it's a fluid situation.
So
I'm about to call Maximo and blow down on his ass if he doesn't tell me what the fuck's going on with my tickets. 3 years ago, these motherfuckers, like King said, I'm like, oh, I'm getting some season tickets. They're about to be sending me some
excited.
Christmas
how
shit.
Much you spent on them?
$1,400. Well, it used to be $1,300. It used to be $1,300. Now, yeah, I got it the season after they went 0-16.
Yeah.
So okay. I got them for $1,300.
Which is still
too much.
I
keep the price relatively the same. I'm at up to $1,400 now. They're slowly but surely waxing me. Nonetheless, yeah, 3 years ago, I get my season tickets. These shits was in a fucking potato sack with the Cleveland Browns logo on it.
Meanwhile, look at the Raiders. Like he's
like
saying.
A real
Idaho
uncomfortable
potato sack.
Like a potato sack that's like really rough.
Sure. You remember Irish field? You remember field day at school?
Yes, doing the potato sack.
Yeah,
races,
the potato
bro.
Sack race. That's what they sent them in, and they weren't even like together.
Hey, so I paid $1,300.
You hit the boats with the sacks.
So the thing that is going to be cool about this year, though, because we haven't done it in a while. I mean, we've always done like the tailgate parties and stuff like that. We're always at the game. Like I've always went to every single
facts,
home
big
game.
Facts.
But now we get to do the whole, we're cooking out at the crib, everybody's over, we're having like brown sugar.
I'm going to every game.
Well, you are, we're not. Only season ticket holders are. We're at Chad's house, holding
you're
Phoenix,
going to, you're
watching
going to
the
one
Browns,
game?
Dude. Yeah, I know.
Oh, Ryan can go to a game this year?
Dude, I've been with them in the trenches, bro.
Yeah,
when nobody wanted
the
to
way
go,
you do
he couldn't even.
The way
away
you go about it, though.
The way you do about
it. I'm the best Browns fan at this table.
Are you?
Whoa!
Fight me
hey,
for it.
Ease up, pal.
Hey, whoa, buddy. Fight me for
I got
it.
More games than you.
You have
I got more games under my belt.
You don't have season tickets.
I don't know, dude.
No, I got more games
you
under my belt.
I've been with you for every one of your home games. I don't go with you, but I go to the game.
Listen
for the past 3 years, you've had season tickets. And
coming,
before that, I mean,
I'm coming up
Ron's
on a 50
growing.
Piece.
Ask
I'm coming
my,
up
ask,
on a clean 50 piece.
Ask Rob, dude. I used to go to the games all the time with my dad when I was little. All the time. But I never tailgated until I met, well, my 21st, and then me and you really started tailgating good.
Yeah,
then
I showed you the way, yeah, is what you mean.
You couldn't cook, you but and I mean, your father. You're a good time.
I couldn't cook, bro. We were cooking on a fucking charcoal grill that would not light.
How many times did we actually get the charcoal grill?
I was cooking on a charcoal grill that was 150 degrees. And I think making you guys breakfast burritos, okay? So fuck you.
And I think it's because someone lit it for us. Yes, like we couldn't get it, and someone's like, you guys need help.
Dude, we do.
We came from the struggle on the tailgate side, but we're getting nice at it.
Oh, dude, we're first class.
Every single time.
We're in the hallway to get into first class.
Every single time we do it, we forget one less thing.
Economy plus.
Every time we tailgate, we forget one less thing. It's like, hey, we might forget the fucking ketchup.
You lose a memory?
We might forget the fucking... We might forget the fucking relish. Whatever it is.
You forgot your table, and I'm about to smash that bitch. We beat the Bills.
He Buffalo Bill my table. I fell through it, though. And I hit it for years. He's like, oh, no. He's like, I don't know what happened.
I was protecting him.
No, he was. And I would ask my, I'd say, hey, let me get my table.
King would be texting me like, yo, you got my table?
I don't know where it's at.
It might be, man, it's in the closet.
It might be at, what's his name? It might be what's her face's.
He probably blamed it on Scott. I'll bet $100 Scott's name came out of his mouth about the table.
No.
Why would I blame it on Scott?
No.
Because Scott has everything.
Scott's the most wholesome person there is.
He has the table.
You're the dickhead that fucking crashed it.
I didn't even.
And now
I didn't even
I
mean
taking
to. I like
Forrest's
pressed
table.
It.
It's my table.
The way that story went is that I was about to. I was on top of his dad's truck, and I was about to just like Rob Van Dam.
Which don't get on my dad's truck again.
Okay, we were drunk. Sorry, we beat the Bills. So it was cool. And anyways, it was actually a good game. Wasn't that a good? The beat the Bills game. Wasn't that a close game?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was a good game. Anyways, I stand on top of it, and I'm like about to descend it, and I'm like, I should probably check the durability of this fucking table before I do that.
No,
and
on.
I get like ricocheted off it.
No, because you were hyping it up way better.
No, and then I pressed the table and I fell through.
He was
it.
Telling people, like, yo, I'm about to. He's like, bro, get everybody. I'm about to jump through this table, blah, blah. I'm about to jump through this table.
Oh, dude,
I'm getting all hyped up. He's like, it's my dad's birthday. I'm about to wild out and jump through this fucking table, bro.
What was my dad's birthday?
So he's like, I want to see if it's cool. Leans on it just a little bit and just.
I mean,
falls
I finger pressed it, bro. I was like,
and everybody was just like, oh, you just hear like the
that
whole
was
crowd.
Cool, bro.
Yeah.
Boo. Wasn't one of my finer moments.
That guy stinks. Fuck that wrong
You're
guy.
You're a phony. A big fat phony. You don't even know talent. No talent.
I can't, bro. I was about to say something.
Dude, I remember once I was at a tailgate and we left our table up. And we had, like, food and Pong and everything you could think of, right? We had brown shit everywhere. And we go to the game. We come back. Me, Scott, Monty was up in his own section for, I mean, everybody you think of.
Was it the Titans game?
I honestly don't remember because I fell asleep. I wake up, I look down the line, there's like seven of us. All seven of us are asleep, drunk as fuck.
I take a nap of that every
Scott
halftime.
Wakes up in a row, like, starts tapping people, like, hey, get the fuck up, dude. We look horrible. Like, we look awful.
As a squad, we look terrible.
Dude, seven of us in a row, just complete. Chris Auditorium, you know, Chris was there everywhere. Just completely.
I decided to stack some trash in my car like it was a funny
who did that?
Who pissed in your car?
Those
yeah,
girls.
Exactly.
I pissed on Lauren's foot.
Jake?
It might have been me.
I pissed on Lauren's foot.
Oh, yeah.
I've had my foot pissed on before.
By
who? You said by who? When he's the one who peed on him?
Yeah, it wasn't by me.
All right, so the story about Jake.
It wasn't like a pee.
It started innocent, okay? I promise it really, truly started innocent, bro.
I didn't know there was a slope to the muni lot.
So we were... Jake was fucked up, first off. I just want to point that out. Jake was very drunk.
Fucked up.
So, as we are cleaning up all of our trash, because, you know, I'm respectable. I like getting my trash bags and putting the trash out there for the nice little homeless man to come take and get a couple bucks off of.
True.
But this day, I was like, Juice is being an asshole today. I'm going to put, like, three. I'm going to just, like, spell my initials out on his... on the hood of his car with my beer cans.
No, it was the windshield, I think.
Oh, it was everything.
I put a bottle of Jack.
Apparently, everybody who was walking by caught on to the joke.
Oh, yeah, they thought I was like a Ravens
fan. Everybody
bro.
Just started
because you left the game early.
Their trash
you?
On Jake's car.
Yeah, you left all before us.
He couldn't even find his car because it was under a pile of trash. There were so many cans and bottles on top of his car.
They did you like that?
It was very fucked up. Bro, I walked out there. I took a Snapchat of me like, I'm like, this shit is funny, huh? Started slapping bottles off the roof and shit. Like, I was heated about that.
Who did that to you? Everybody?
All of us. Everybody.
It started
just
being
crumbled
an innocent
up
joke.
Doritos and spelled out JW on my windshield. Like a fucking cocksucker.
And then Jake calls us and he's like, I know it was you guys. And we're like, it wasn't. What?
I told Justin, I'm
like,
I hope your
sunroof
ain't down.
You fucking spelled your initials out on my shit.
I'm like, I hope your sunroof ain't down.
Please silence yourself.
I'm literally about the shit in your car.
Jesus.
Yeah, I was mad, dude. I was mad about that one. The other one, though, me pressing on Lauren's foot, that was just, that was a slot.
Jake gave me his ticket. Remember you were taking him to the game his opening day against the Steelers and they tied and he had like a broken arm or some
Jake
shit?
Jake is notorious for passing out at the game.
He's like, just take my
ticket
round
and just being like, bro, can we get out of here? I'm like, Jake, it's a fucking three-point game that we're driving down the field with 2 minutes left. He's like, I'm trying to go.
Wait, did you say a 30-point game? Or?
Yeah. I'm like, come on, bro. It's crunch time. Jake's like, eyes glazed over.
Hey.
Can we go home, bro? No!
You remember we watched, who was that? The Rams. It was Sunday Night Football last year.
Yes.
They beat the shit out of us,
yes.
And we were just like, staying. We were just like, we're not leaving. And everyone's like, no one's like in the stadium. And we're just like, no, we're down by like 3 or 4 touchdowns. We're like, just watch it, bro. And then this guy starts fighting with me and shit, the drunk dude. That's when Bree was with us.
Yeah.
That shit was funny.
Dude, the funniest, like, Browns story I ever heard was fucking Forrest, Jeremy, and Brad went to a game. Jeremy and Brad had fucking dog pound tickets. Brad didn't.
No, Brad sneaks into the dog pound.
No, that's what it
mean.
Is.
Yeah. But remember when he tried to take us down there?
And it didn't
He's like, just
work
act normal. And then we're like, as soon as we, like, stopped and looked onto the field, like, the security guy was like, I could just see him looking at us.
Like,
and he's like, Brad's like, he's coming over, just like, be cool. And I'm like, what? And he's like, you guys got to go. And Brad's like, yeah, man. Like, see you guys later, dude. And, like, Brad sat there and watched the whole fucking game right there. Like, you can see him in, like, the fucking red zone.
He used
like,
us as his cover. Anyways, go ahead, King.
Right.
No, that was a good interruption.
Sorry.
We
were the sneak in.
Sure. That's what Brad's best at.
The sneak in?
The interruption. What was I gonna say?
The funniest story you've heard.
The funniest story with the Browns. So Brad and Jeremy, they're brothers. They try and go into the game. They have tickets. Forrest doesn't have tickets to the dog pound. Brad's like, hey dude, you know, take my tickets. You know, you have fun with Jeremy. Blah blah blah. Whatever. I'll figure it out. The entire time he's explaining to Forrest that, hey dude. Every time Forrest looked in behind him, Brad was popping up in a different section. He would get thrown out and show up in a different section. And every single time he would work his way down to the front row of the fucking dog pound. What are you looking up, Slim?
He's just
dude, I love going
shit.
To the Browns games with the Clems because they always bring the weed into the stadium.
Yeah,
and we smoke the whole
stadium.
Time you're at the
Who
game.
Who doesn't bring weed into the stadium?
I mean, I'm a criminal, and I don't want to be a criminal anymore, so like, I don't do that.
Is that what you are?
But I smoked the weed in there. I got a game. I
smoked the weed in there.
I got a game for free. Remember that?
I got into a game for free, too. They didn't check my
We went to that Carolina. What game was it that Myers got in the fight?
Seattle Seahawks.
Seattle, right. So I go to the Seattle game, and I'm, like, buying my ticket as I'm walking through the door. I'm wasted, wasn't going to go to the game, and I'm like, fuck it, everyone's gone, I'll buy a ticket. Walking through the door, I accidentally buy a ticket for the Ravens the last game of the year.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, and then, like, Chad or somebody, one of you guys are getting your, like, ticket scanned, and Chad just, like, looks behind me kind of is like, and I just, like, walk in, bro, like,
right past everybody.
So I got, like, a 2-for-1. They owe that to me, though. You know?
I don't think the statute of limitations is passed on that round, so you might
I don't think they owe that to you because you've been so
That was not a true story. That's just, like, hypothetically.
Yeah, satire. No, this is all
if
satire.
If the Browns are listening.
This is all parody.
Baker, I pay for your shit show every Sunday.
Jeez.
If you had to give me an estimate, how many Browns games have you been to?
I've probably been to 30 to 35 for me, I'll say.
I think I'm coming up on my 50th because if I do the math correct, I started going to Browns games and tailgating when I was 15 years old. And that when I was 15, I went to one game. 16, I went to like two games, and then it progressed. And then I went to all 24 the last three seasons. And I went to like six the two seasons before that. So adding all that together, I'd say I'm almost.
I feel like me and you are pretty close in games, dude.
That's a lot.
Well, dude, 24.
That's a lot of games.
I've probably been to about five.
No, you're saying 24 games. I've been to like 3 years.
I've been to like five. I've been to a few Indians games. Hey, I went to the Indians 2016 season. First round against the Blue Jays.
Oh, nice, dude.
I sat right behind home plate.
Oh, wow.
Me and Forrest, he got tickets from Wayside. That's baller. We were in the home plate club. They gave you a little gold wristband that said, hey, you can go to this bar and check us out. You can get whatever drink you want.
Me and Chad saw Big Poppy.
I met the motherfucking. There was a dude that owned this apartment complex that I was remodeling, the company I worked for remodeling. And, I mean, he's a billionaire. I mean, he's done it all. He's rich as fuck. And he was in that bar, right? So I'm getting a drink. Me and Forrest are getting a drink. He walks up to me. I say hi to him. As I'm saying hi to this billionaire, I fucking spill my drink fucking everywhere, dude. I'm like, oh my God.
No.
I'm the biggest loser in the planet.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know,
he
just
walked
like,
away in shame.
He's like, you nice to meet
I've
you, loser
Slim.
Face. And then after that, it was just like, yeah.
We want to hear you, Robert.
I've seen Slim literally talk himself into several holes before. Like, one time.
And then come out of them.
You know what the best thing to do when you get into a hole?
Slim put me in a hole.
Stop digging.
I thought so. But, so, the one time, me and Slim, this is like the first time him and I like went to a show. We had backstage passes. We're back there with the fighters warming up and shit, kicking it. Off a bottle of Henny, me and Schleazy. Okay, so
and I was smoking weed,
and he was
smoking
weed.
That guy.
So me,
are you smoking tonight or no?
I operate perfectly fine when I am a.
Don't fucking touch that again.
When I'm
son
a
of
drunk,
a
high asshole, so I'm going through this place having a great time. The owner of the place walks up to us and starts striking up a conversation. This motherfucker Slim starts talking to this man, and it was literally like I was watching him. It's like he whipped out a shovel out of his back pocket and just started digging a fucking hole right into the ground, bro. And he started getting deep to the point where the owner of this promotion
was this when you guys were at Jeff Hughes?
No,
this is where we met Jeff Hughes.
No, it's not. We met Jeff Hughes at Talmadge.
This wasn't when you guys were sitting at the table ringside.
Yeah,
and
we didn't
shit.
Talk to
no,
Jeff.
That was up in Cleveland when we were kicking.
That was
we
dope. You guys got to do
that.
EBay.
Whatever. Anyways, no. We met Tywan Claxton and some other famous people this night. Anyways.
I have famous
Slim
friends.
Is just talking his way into a hole, and this promoter looks at me, and he literally gave me a look like, you about to just let your mans do this right now? And I just like, I'm looking at Slim like,
so he knew
bro.
He knew that was your guy? Like, you couldn't
no,
be like,
knew,
I
yeah,
don't even know.
Yeah, no, he knew that was my guy. He's looking at me like, are you going to stop then, this conversation or what? And then slowly but surely, it's like Slim was just like, fuck this shit.
Batman out of the cave. Batman,
like Bane
yeah.
crawling out of jail.
Yeah.
He's like, so I said a lot of things earlier
in
the night when I first met
you. You know how he brought it back? He started talking about midget wrestling. As soon as he said something about midget wrestling, dude was like,
his face lit up like,
Was it a big hit at the party, bro?
Yes.
No, he's like a big wrestling guy too. Like,
and he like
tranquilizers in case the motherfuckers get out of hand.
Yeah.
And then you start. All
right, that's getting cut.
So Slim fucking saves it with a midget conversation.
I'm friends with this guy on Facebook for context.
Yeah. And then the other time, Slim just did some funny shit talking. I saw him, we were DJing Jeff Hughes' wedding, and Stipe Miocic walks up to the table and is like, you guys are doing great, man. And like, daps up Slim, and Slim, instead of just being like, thanks, champ, appreciate you, dog, or something cool, he's just like, my man gives him the Mr. Goldenfold from fucking Rick and Morty, bro. I'm like, oh, hell no. He said, my man. Steve just was like,
He wasn't feeling the my man.
He was not feeling the my man.
Come on. He seems like a my man type of guy.
He was also fucking three kites gone in the wind.
Who, him?
Stipe.
And Slim, though.
No,
nah, Steve.
Slim was off a whole bottle of Henny.
No, this is total another night.
Yeah, this is when we were DJing Jeff Hughes' wedding.
You weren't getting a little loose while you were doing
it. I was drinking for free.
Oh, you're doing kind
of. And then people started coming up to us like, play this song and play this song. And me and some were like, the one lady came up and she was like, you guys aren't getting paid to take requests. I said, I'm not getting paid anything.
The funny thing is she requested four I'm here songs for and I played them all.
Here, checkmate.
This is volunteer.
Do you I'm remember the songs?
I'm actually doing my community service.
This is a community service.
So you can fuck off.
Yeah. You can leave me alone for a second.
I had this one cat come up and keep cover requesting polkas. He was like, dude, read the room.
No polka?
No polka.
Is it on a sign? Is it a sign in the...
DJ no request.
That's what I should have done. That's exactly. What I should have done. But the bride specifically was like, hey, yeah, take people's requests. So like, okay.
All right. Moving on to the next... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm going to barely hear fucking you.
Bro, it's not my fault because I'm trying to...
touching.
What's it doing?
I'm trying
Slim?
To move my mic.
It like,
popping.
Yeah. It's popping.
Yeah.
Oh. It's super loud, Ram.
I heard it pop.
You're like really loud.
Loud to where you'd be like crying like a little bitch like something about it?
Ooh. Hey, Slim's are like... producer guy, bro.
Since we
get without
yeah, you right, think everyone, so? Slim's everyone retiring.
Hey, everyone Slim, shut up.
Will, do you know Slim's trying to retire on you guys?
Shut your mouth.
No, he's
talking.
Not.
Yeah. Look in his eyes.
For this?
Without yeah, Slim.
I don't want to do two podcasts a week every week. That's too much.
Cool.
But go on.
Like I was telling you earlier. But Slim.
Hey, I set all this shit up so you guys can do it on your
hey,
own.
Hey, check this out.
Dude.
I'm me.
You're our guy.
I was telling you earlier.
Without you, like,
all you have to do.
Jack and Slim out.
Get a hold of my little number.
Wow.
Call me.
Jeez,
come
Adam
over.
Ben.
Teach me how to do it. You don't got to do nothing.
You got a Windows or a Mac?
Whatever you need. I'll get it. I probably have a Windows. I think I
we just lost two members of the show. Just
but
like
I'm
not going
to never be on. I just don't
but you gained a cheese.
Them, I know it's right. There's like four
how's
or five
mean?
Of them now.
I'll say, Rob.
But
it's fair trade. That's a good pickup.
Because guess what? I don't really want this one to be edited all that much.
Do you see the inconsistency on the screen there? That's all got to be fixed.
And there's a lot of rambling.
You can, but rambling. At the same time, it could be done while we're doing it.
They can't.
Why can't everyone's level be
hey, you guys want to talk about something? Want to talk about something?
I can't.
I'm talking about something else.
That is extremely hard.
I can't fix these like little quiet parts with the loud parts without stopping it and doing
if
it.
If everyone can just talk into the microphone, though.
Yeah, no, if we could all be grown-up boys and talk into our microphones.
Once we all get headphones,
you guys, I can just hear that popping when you guys touch the mic. That's
all.
I don't
but once we all get headphones, it'll be a lot different because there will be no sidebars. Well, you'll realize
also,
when someone else is talking.
Yeah. That'll be here in 2 weeks, you guys. So.
And
okay. I just need to know the vibe.
That's
so
all
we
I'm saying.
Skip on to the next conversation
right,
here. We've been, we're 20 minutes in. I've been wanting to hear. Shooty is on this. The Cheese is on this podcast because
Cheese.
He said... We had a couple inconsistencies before, and he just wants to talk to us about some
about.
Stuff.
I said it on my podcast, actually, which hasn't posted up yet, so you haven't heard it.
It's coming out.
But you were talking about the worst Disney dads, and that was one inconsistency.
I said a very bad Disney dad, but if
who'd
I could
take me,
I said like well, Adam Sandler's dad from Billy Big Daddy. So not a Disney dad.
So that's.
But you know who's the worst Disney dad?
Let the man
Tarzan's dad.
No, you're fine. Tarzan's dad.
Where's he at? Oh yeah, you don't know.
He died. He got mauled by
that's like asking.
Okay, wait,
bro,
wait.
Simba's dad trash.
Yeah. Well,
Simba's dad garbage.
Wait a minute.
Bro.
Hey,
you
could do that with so many Disney
die.
Characters.
You get a son, you're gonna die.
What about Mowgli's dad? Where's he at? Nowhere. Exactly. So there's
a
bunch of those.
Dad,
so anyway, there was one.
He died protecting his family.
Inconsistency, and it was just an error. It wasn't even an inconsistency.
Right. Who's there was one Italian guy on that?
Ronnie.
Ronnie
called Joseph Gordon-Levitt Gordon-Love Hewitt, which fucking
hey
super cracked me up.
What'd you say? I didn't hear you.
No, you all right? So you were trying to think of the actor's name that was the little kid,
yeah,
and
not
Gordon-Love Hewitt. It is Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, same fucking.
Well, I know that was like not even an inconsistency. It was just like a funny thing. Yeah, it is a pretty fucked up dad. There's a lot of.
Let me hear your. What's your
dads.
Sad Disney?
Let's hear
dad.
Some more sad.
Ooh, nice
just
shit.
Some bad dads in general.
Fuck. What does the foster?
Todd Marinovich's father.
Oh yeah, that's a real dad. That's
yeah,
that's
sorry.
Like
we're
real,
talking fictional.
Like, yeah, no.
Let's not make it personal.
Shit. I don't know. Like there's a bunch of weird. Like Mike, you had like the foster dad that was a piece of shit.
He wasn't that good.
There's a creepy dad too.
He's a foster dad though, so I guess that
there's
doesn't.
There's no help behind that guy.
No, there isn't. There isn't.
Fuck. I just can't believe.
I mean, how about
he said Tarzan's a bad father?
You got
he had a bad dad.
You got Hercules.
He gave his life.
Zeus.
Did he want to die?
Zeus lost his son to Hades. Hercules' dad is pretty bad.
Here's a hot take. You want to hear who a bad father is?
Yeah, who is it?
Let's Nigel Thornberry.
Ooh.
Who takes their family on dangerous adventures like that?
Steve Irwin.
This motherfucker's playing Pokemon Go.
Steve Irwin.
Catch them all.
Steve Irwin takes his family on a bad adventure. And guess what?
Pokemon
he got
Masters.
Stabbed in the arm.
Yeah.
You know why he got... Do you know why he died?
Why'd Steve Irwin get poked up and die?
Because he's a fucking
He got poked up. Yeah. And he probably wanted to die. You know what he did, though?
He pulled the... he pulled it out. Yeah. Pulled the barb out of his heart.
Hey, PSA. You get stabbed...
Don't pull
don't
it out.
Pull it out.
No. Not until you get to the hospital.
No, not until a trained professional or somebody smarter than you pulls it out.
Did they blow down on that? Hey. Did they blow down on that stingray is my question.
No.
Yeah, they did. He died.
Did that stingray get stretched out?
Can I get a quick sidebar?
No.
Can I get a quick sidebar?
Sure. Talking to the mic.
Yeah, talking to the mic.
Yeah, Slim, Slim, you're not even talking. Give him your mic.
So literally today, well, actually, no, not today. It happened yesterday, but you found out about it today.
Take that warrior way.
Yep. You can't. No.
It's good right there. Just leave it and talk to you.
Move your face.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Slim's is fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, not today, but yesterday, the Coast Guard had some of their Navy divers out there swimming, and a great white shark that was like 18 feet was swimming by him. They hit him with a 50 cal. Jaws out the water like nobody's business. They sent that motherfucker into sashimi real quick.
Guess what, though? They said they don't know if they hit it. There was no blood. There was a group of about 18 of them, like Jake said, fucking swimming, open swimming. We're training. We're doing our thing.
Where's this at, guys?
This Coast Guard boat pulled up.
I'm not even sure where it was going, right off
of, man.
I'm really not even sure.
No,
you got to search up.
Too much talking, guys.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I look at No. You gotta
Jack
look up
Daniels,
like
tequila and Tabasco sauce.
Coast
you
Guard.
Need to go to jail.
Great white.
Yeah,
you're from Texas if you drink that. You own 30 cattle.
That's, you should be arrested, tarred and feathered.
Yeah. Look at Barstool.
You're drinking tequila, Jack Daniels, and a splash of Tabasco.
Is
the worst fucking.
Why is that a related search?
Dude, I
looked
up
great.
I was texting Ronnie today. Yeah, I was like, he's like, what kind of jersey you got? I said, Kozar. Otter Craig said, loser.
Alright. Yeah, check this shit out. I'm not fucking joking, bro.
Yeah.
They're doing some swimming
training. Hold on, let's let Jake give us the play-by-play here on the
open
video.
Open water.
Alright, so they're chilling. They see some fucking like Makos, or I don't know what the fuck this is. It might be a gray white, but it's a big bitch. And yeah, they're about to unload on this fucker.
Can we get a full
There's
screen?
About bah, 15 bah, bah, people bah, 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 swimming. Bah, bah. Yeah.
That's kind of fucked up. Why kill the shark, man? What the fuck's he doing?
Because he's about to eat the 18 motherfuckers swimming.
They're swimming next to the people that guard our fucking country. That's why.
Get on the boat, dude.
No, not get on the boat. Get out the water.
Fuck that. Now we got dinner.
Yeah, shark, get out the water. It's our hometown now.
Nobu
America.
Makes you pay $500 to play for that
Is
shit.
Is that the shark right there?
Yes.
I know them people are swimming way too slow after that. That's all I fucking know.
Right.
I'd be way
Look at
out
him
of there.
Trying to get out the water, fat fuck.
I mean, that's our
well,
Coast
that's
Guard?
That's the Coast Guard,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, that's our Coast Guard.
It's our Coast Guard. Look at
Wait,
these.
Can you pull off?
Yeah, that look like...
Yeah,
that
go
look
back.
Like,
hold on, run that back.
That look like fucking that spring break.
That
look
like Zach
like
Barnes.
USA
what is this? Hold on, Why was this on a Coast Guard boat?
She's enjoying her Saturday afternoon.
What the fuck? I didn't even notice the unicorn.
There's
a unicorn raft as
oh,
a safety.
8 foot. Oh shit! It was
and they didn't even kill it.
They didn't.
It's
kill
still
it?
Swimming.
Yo, I thought they blew his ass
no,
apart.
They have no.
I lied to everybody.
That's why
my bad. I just
Coast
seen
Guard.
The 50 cal going off.
That's why you guys are Coast Guardsmen.
That's why.
Yeah.
That's why you guys have one movie made out. You and the Marines have seven.
What's the Coast Guard movie?
The Guardian.
The Guardian with Ashton Kutcher and what's his
movie.
Name?
Kevin Costner.
It's a great movie, but guess what? You have one. What do the Marines have? Army, Saving Private Ryan.
Is that that movie where there's like the real
jacket.
Bad storm and it's like back in the day and they have like
Jarhead.
The robos?
Jarhead. Yeah. I mean, what else you got?
Black Hawk Down.
I mean, you got the Marine with John Cena if you want to count that motherfucker. He was retired.
That's a poor movie.
That was
Can we talk about a couple other Netflix hits here real quick.
Yo, Extraction was the shit.
Hey,
I don't give a fuck.
Kid Cannabis.
Dude,
that's a low-key good movie.
Kid Cannabis wasn't good.
That's old and stupid.
That Project Power is great. Dude. No, it's a true story, though.
Kid Cannabis was cool.
Yeah, that is a true story.
No.
I'll tell you a good one.
Yo, Bright was fucking sick, too.
I got
no, Bright fucking sucks. You fucking suck for liking it.
Fuck you.
That's a good movie.
No. A good show you can check out is it's a little bit older. It's got some good seasons out. How to Get Away with Murder, dude.
What? You're a pussy for watching that show.
What? You've never watched it. That's
he
how
watches
you know.
Shark Week
that's
every
you,
night of your
that's
life,
how you
Alex.
You've never watched it. It's got this badass black bitch. She's
got
the
Taraji
shit.
P. Henson.
It's not Taraji P. Henson.
It is.
I don't know if it is.
So look up How to Get Away with Murder. The actor.
Have any of you guys seen Kids?
Kids?
No,
have you seen Kids, Rob?
Coms.
Like the movie?
It's yeah. a great fucking show about it's five, like six seasons. You want to check that out? Do your thing.
What Mac named is a mixtape after.
Viola Davis. Shut the
never
fuck
watched
up,
it.
Jake.
It's a movie.
She's fucking amazing, though. She does her thing. She's in a lot of good shit. She's in a lot of good movies.
Hold on. Ron had another movie.
What's his movie?
I was just asking if any. I thought he would have seen it, but Kids. In 1995. It's called Kids. Mac Miller. Like,
hey, you guys ever. There's two movies you guys need to check out. There's one called School Dance. It's a low
Disney
budget
Channel.
Motherfucking movie. It's got Lil Duval in it. It's got Mike Epps. It's got everybody you can think of in it. It's a super low budget movie, but it's fucking hilarious.
What Blair Witch Project?
I got one more for you.
What
guys.
Is it?
Has anybody ever seen Rampage?
Yes, yeah. The kid that shoots up the whole town.
No.
That's just fun.
Those kids walking around in paintball gear, nice. Just getting it.
Yeah, just fucking murdering,
for real,
just killing the whole town.
That Hollywood did not spend any money on that.
And
they were literally like, "We need a teenage."
They somehow saved money making that movie.
They were literally like, "Yo, let's just go to Arkansas and find a pissed off white kid and like." Let's tackle.
The craziest thing is he went through and killed everybody.
Look up School
and then
Dance,
out of nowhere,
the jail scene with Cat Williams.
King, you're doing a bad job talking over us, brother.
Yeah. That baby is a Slavic baby.
He kills everybody and then frames his best friend.
Is that how it ends?
They go into the fucking woods, and his friend, like, bro, have you heard all this shit's been going on, blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, bro. Kills his best friend and then puts all of his clothes, all the armor, all the guns on his friend. Made it look like a suicide.
I didn't watch all
the way. Got away with it. And then they made a fucking sequel to it, and I didn't even bother watching it. Go ahead.
That's what I was asking.
This shit is so funny.
The sequel?
Yeah, they made a sequel. I didn't even bother watching that shit.
Is it the same guy?
Yes.
He comes back for more? I gotta watch here, it.
Speed up a little bit. Wait till
it's
in the jail slum.
Can we hear it?
Not yet. Can we hear it? So check this out. Pause it for a second. I'm gonna give him a little bit of context.
Let me hit that button.
This kid is he's a young kid in high school. His mom is pause it for a second, Slim. Kid is in high school. He's trying to fit in, do his thing. There's a big school dance coming up. He's a lame. He's trying to fit in, do his thing. His dad is in prison. His dad is Cat Williams.
I was going to say, his dad's Cat Williams.
His mom is this girl. She has a couple kids. She shows up to the prison with a white baby. She's a black woman. Cat Williams, obviously, a black fucking dude. The kid's a black dude. And she shows up at prison talking to him like, hey, you know, you need to do this and this. And with a white baby, and you just need to listen to it. It's fucking hilarious.
Say hi, Daddy. Say hi, Daddy.
Hi, Daddy.
Oh. Whose goddamn white baby is that?
This is your baby, okay? He's just light-skinned.
That one might be mine. That one right there. I'm not totally sure. Just because you name him Darren don't mean he belongs to Darren. But I don't care what this baby's name is. This baby is rice-skinned, but not light-skinned. That is a white child. That is Caucasian from the mountains of Caucasus. That is a Slavic baby, a Viking from Iceland. That's a good... That baby got 730 as a credit rating right now.
You the only one I've been with, Darren?
Just let me explain to you the math. I've been in here 16 consecutive years. You know how long consecutive is, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I mean one right after the motherfucking other. I ain't never missed a day. So clearly you've been having some conjugal visits with some other motherfuckers other than me. That's not my baby. That's almost a grown white man.
Hey, can we talk about how, like, a person that size of that baby whooped his ass not too long ago, though?
That's true. Wild.
That's true as fuck. He got his ass beat in the playground.
Here's a fun conversation. So today I found out that the Fall Guys, the new game that's out that everybody's playing, I found out that those motherfuckers are 6 feet tall.
Yeah, that's weird.
What?
Which, yeah, that makes no sense.
They're Fall Guys, and they can jump like...
But why?
Fall Guys, so let me see it.
Yeah, can you...
What do you mean?
He's a jelly bean. He's tiny. He should be tiny.
This so they're saying, like, in the game, he's actually...
Yes. They're 6 feet tall.
Like, yeah, it's bullshit.
Little pill. Yo, I have no idea what y'all are talking about.
Like 6 feet.
That's
it's a new game that just came out, Jake. It's called Fly Guy.
Fall Let me see images. How does he see some images?
Yeah, this is him compared to a human.
How did how did they get this stat?
This is what the Fall Guys.
That's trolling.
Digimon's twin.
They're trolling.
So the guy who
is
makes
there
the
any
lore
other
made him 6 feet.
Thing you guys can think of that okay, is abnormally hey, large that
look
we don't
up,
know about?
Look up how
stoplights.
Stoplights are about 3 feet. Those are fucking huge. Those will only die. If those fell on your car, it would dent the top of your car.
Oh, bro, a stoplight fell on you.
If
you're
it
dead.
Falls on the driver's side, dead.
A what?
A stoplight.
Like a traffic or light.
Damn.
It's called a traffic light.
Hit you on the top of it, it's a stoplight.
Okay, whatever.
It's a traffic light.
Hey, stop how tall is Mario? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mario and Luigi, look it up. Because I guarantee you they're taller than we think we are. They think we.
Short
they
Mario's yeah. short as fuck. Luigi's like 6'2.
Yeah, probably like 5'4.
Oh, who knows
centimeters? Centimeters. What is
who's
this
Super
metric?
Mario glitchy?
This is why Jack needs to be on the show.
Yeah. Look up
right now.
How many centimeters is 171 in feet?
I know Luigi is taller than me.
Luigi's 5'9". Mario's a little short.
He's cheese.
That's about me. That's about
cheese.
Me. 5'9".
I wouldn't have guessed.
What's Mario then? 5'6"?
Yeah.
I'm giving Mario the beats. I'm going to come out and say it.
You're not giving Bowser
how big,
the beats.
Yeah, how big's Bowser, son?
Wario?
Dude, this dude,
I'm
Wario's.
Wario, have you seen him move, bro?
You ain't touching Bowser.
He is so
though.
Robotic.
Donkey Kong, fuck
Bowser. Bowser might give you the beats.
Donkey
Kong's
the truth.
Oh my god, we got stats on Luigi.
No
you're
shit.
Not beating
where's he from?
He's 99 pounds.
He's fucking cheese.
Status says a lot. Dude, he's 26.
He's 99 pounds.
He's
getting wrecked.
99 pounds.
He's a twig.
What the fuck is a deuteragonus?
Well, yeah, what
he's
the
a twig.
Fuck are you reading?
He's 99
and the
pounds.
The deuteragonus.
Hey, so check this out.
Mario
Lynx. Look up how big Lynx is, bro. From Mortal Kombat. Look up Lynx.
I already know
Lynx.
From Mortal Kombat.
He's from Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah. No, who's
he
Lynx?
He is.
Like Zelda Link?
Yeah, he fought in Mortal Kombat.
No, no,
no.
Your universe is
he
fought in Super Smash Bros.
Yeah, Smash Bros.
How big is that motherfucker? Everybody's beating up both of them.
No,
nah,
Link's giving us the beats.
Hey, who is the dude?
Link's giving everyone.
Who is the dude?
Giving us the beats.
Who,
no,
you think
Metro Prime is getting everybody the beats?
Samus is giving us the beats.
Or the Star Fox dude is whooping everybody.
Bro, Link.
Link's is 6 foot tall.
Ganondorf.
Ratchet and Clank. Motherfucker.
No way, bro.
Oh, shit.
6'3".
In her suit, bro.
Coming at you.
What'd I say?
Without ooh. Her suit,
she 200
she a nice
pounds.
Little
what
I would,
say.
Hey, hey. I would let Samus hey. Aran toss me around like a little fucking.
I was
she
today.
Okay, so
check this out
well, how strong
what Mortal
is Samus?
I was today years old. I found out that that's a girl.
How many? Wait,
if I had to fight
Samus?
Any of them,
yeah.
Look
I thought
Mortal
that was
Kombat.
A dude.
Mine.
A like I always pictured that's a big blast.
I could beat. I could beat mocap's ass.
You never played.
Look up mocap. Let me see.
10,000 ton ring.
Look up.
That's disappointing, kind of.
Comms. Look up mocap on Mortal Kombat. I'm giving him the beats, 100%.
I just found out that's been a girl.
It's with a K, but yeah, you're. He's literally the most motion capture guy.
He's literally,
and they put him in the game.
That's the one you're gonna beat.
You asked me.
That's the one?
You asked me what Mortal Kombat character I can beat. I can beat him.
That's
I can give him the
beat.
You're gonna beat the character that is the character?
Yes! You guys didn't stipulate. What?
Like, he literally
this is like the
everybody.
Me character.
Get the fuck out of here.
You guys did.
The fuck out of here.
Hey,
forget about that.
Forget about it.
This is fuck the me shit. Character.
Who's Carlos Pena?
Carlos Pesita yeah. was actually the guy who like did all the moves in the original Mortal Kombat.
Oh, so you're just sucking his dick?
Yeah, it was kind of a tribute.
Fucking loser. He's got a fucking hat on.
Juice here.
Dots on it.
All right, what's the next?
How tall are stoplights?
Wait.
Up
he already looked it up. They're four feet long.
4 feet?
Yeah.
Dude, before we go to the next subject,
yeah, what do you
Monty?
Got for us?
Cheese. We were on.
It's
all right. We were on the subject of Netflix, right?
Yes.
So, did you see the new? Did you see the any news this week from Netflix? Any big news?
What was it? I'm sorry.
So, So, did you see what happened? Shit.
Were they pedophiles too?
And you're right on the right fucking track there, buddy.
Yeah, I knew it because everybody
did. You see that?
Oh, you're talking about that.
That cutie shit with the fucking, like, 11-year-old girl, and they rated the show mature, and it's about little girls twerking and shit.
What?
Yeah.
What's
this shit's weird. This is real shit, bro. And it was called
Netflix Cuties, Slim.
If you type in TV, television, and news, and you go to fucking images, you'll see like 12-year-old girls in bikinis. It's the fucking.
So you guys have fell a little bit into the QAnon petition side of things,
dude. It's fucking true, though.
Dude, it's weird.
What part of it?
All of it. Can Are you fucking
bro?
Serious?
You're that naive, bro. You see how much proof and evidence there's? What's
yeah,
going
you,
on with
Hillary Clinton literally
no,
was rich, saying she's sacrificing
doing, bro,
it's, chickens. It,
but you guys
to
think
Moloch?
To Moloch, yeah.
You guys, think Trump is fighting the global cabal?
No, he's a part of it too. I don't like him. I like what he's done.
Well,
for
that's
America.
What QAnon is. Right. That Trump's like the final savior
no,
right. of your guys' lives,
that, dude. Everything's fucked. It's all bad.
Well then.
What's going on?
All bad. The
They're in the QAnon shit?
No, I'm not.
No.
Everybody's a
shut the fuck up.
We weren't talking about this
shit.
This is what it is
pedo.
Right here. This is the fucking...
Not everybody's
a fucking pedo.
Not everybody's
this
a fucking
shit is
guilty.
Weird.
Yeah, you guys are deep in the shit.
And this was rated mature. And like I said, it's about
with
11...
With the cutie shit?
Yeah, dude.
What's weird.
It's weird.
But guess
fuck.
What? It's...
It should not be allowed.
For a reason.
What's the reason?
We're talking about it.
For weird people
yeah,
to watch.
No, we're talking
what
about it because it's fucked
fuck?
Up. It ain't
no,
a good thing.
No, we're talking
thing.
About it because it's fucked up, but we're talking about it because it's fucking it's controversial. Business, that's what it comes out
to. Oh, I don't even want to watch.
All
this
shit.
I don't
want
to watch.
That's what it is.
Bro, would you
I'm
want Jess so...
I'm not backing it.
Oh, this is a trailer for it?
I'm just saying that's literally what these people are doing. Like, it's a fucking...
Are we allowed to watch it?
I don't think so.
Close the garage.
I'll
7 million other people,
dude. I'm not watching it for the record.
Shut that door.
Okay. It's yeah, just, no, that's all I had to see.
But you know
you
what?
You can turn it off.
Yeah.
I don't know. I
enough's
feel like we
enough.
Talked about it a couple of times. The shit's strange.
Listen,
everything that's going
I'm not,
on.
I'm not saying that there's nothing going on. Because there's a lot of really bad people out there. But
I
don't
that first comment though. They're
but you know
bugging.
What? You know what I'm saying.
And
though?
I do believe the rich and powerful. There are rich and powerful people who abuse their power to do to fulfill sexual fantasies or whatever they're
right.
on or whatever.
Okay. Do you think about? Do you believe in adrenochrome? Do you think that's real?
I think
that
takes it to the farthest
is that like
level.
Grip or
no,
whatever
no,
about?
No.
Adrenochrome is when they.
Yeah,
they
yeah, look at this.
What I've heard,
I'll tell
what
you
it's
right
explained
now.
To me
guys,
is that they
guys,
take.
Pause.
Be quiet for a second. They take children, kids,
yep,
and they drink their fucking blood to get adrenaline.
Now they have to torture them because
yeah,
like when
because
an animal's wounded,
heart, you know, get
their,
heart their
adrenaline
up.
Kicks in and it spoils like the meat, but it keeps them young. That's the whole point of adrenochrome. They torture these kids
and
then they drink their blood and they keep them young.
Right.
That's what it is.
Looks like shit right now.
Like that's literally something that's being
now,
talked
I don't know.
About
that's
the
like
that.
The farthest the conspiracy goes down the rabbit hole.
Sure
I would say like
sure.
that's like the pretty craziest
but the
thing
Epstein
to believe.
Island and all that.
Oh, that shit has proof. Like I don't give a fuck what you say. All
I don't give a fuck what you say, but you know what's the weirdest thing about all that? What do you got?
Comps.
Long dick? Or you got
no,
pouches?
I got pouches.
Yeah.
I thought you said you got long dick. I was like, whoa.
Well, you got long
nah,
dick,
really
you got long pouch, whatever it is.
Rob's just like, nah. That's
nah.
what he's
nah.
I don't know,
short pouches.
The thing about it that creeps me out is that there's so much misinformation with it, and it's so not talked about. And I don't want to get into it too much, but anything that anybody's
right.
not talking about is what's going on.
I just wanted to point this out because it
yeah,
was it was rated M for
yeah.
mature audience, which
listen,
is kind of like
my whole ugh. Philosophy about it is I don't think too deep into it like the government and all the famous people are like this pedophile ring and fucking. I don't think everybody's bad like that. I think there are bad people who abuse their power to take advantage of children and people.
But at what point do people start? Okay, yeah, let's expose this.
But I don't think it's as prominent as this whole thing's making it up.
Okay, there's just, no, it's not even that.
What was it? What was the thing?
That's what it comes down to.
But you know the weird shit they say about like Tom Hanks is a great citizen. We've heard that on the internet. Do we know if that's true?
Yeah, it's true.
How do you know?
I don't
know. Because he literally is now a Greek citizen. He doesn't live
Can you look that up, Sam?
How do you know?
We got the internet right here. Let's look.
Greek visa.
Where did you see it?
It was like a big... Well, I mean, where do you see
Tom
anything?
Tom Hanks, Greek citizenship.
That's what the number one thing I tried to...
But it's not like the media.
No, but what I'm saying is the number one thing I try to tell...
Officially Greek, dude.
Look, it says Tom Hanks is an American Greek actor.
You're fucking liberal media.
You watch CNN?
No, fuck no, I don't.
You believe what they say? You believe what Fox... I mean, come on.
It does say right there, though, that he's an American Greek actor. So,
and
I mean,
I'm not saying it doesn't say that, but what I'm saying is that you have to take everything with a grain of salt, dude.
Bro, but literally, when does coincidence become not coincidence?
I'm not saying it's not. I'm not saying that the Epstein thing didn't happen.
I mean,
but what I'm saying is
everybody on this list just so happens to be affiliated with the same political parties that do the same shit. That are all into the same fucking sick ass stuff.
I
like,
you guys have checked into all those people one by one, though?
That's what I'm saying. Could you imagine?
Yo,
Jake,
I don't give a fuck.
I could say you're a pedophile and go around and say it, and people are going
to
believe
you.
Okay,
everybody. So, all right. So, my rebuttal to that, though.
I heard
my,
you watch Cuties.
Hang on. My rebuttal to that, though.
That's how I noticed recently watched. Oh, wait, I went over there to chill, and he had
it's
Cuties
on
recently watched.
So, listen, though. No, listen. Tom Hanks got accused of being a pedophile, right? Homie moves to fucking Greece. He doesn't say, no, I'm not a pedophile. Like, are you kidding me? Of course I don't like children.
Nobody knows if he's in Greece.
I know
he
that
fucking
he's
lives there now.
He's on the black book.
How do you know?
He's
That's
on
what I'm
the visit,
he has
visitation
pictures on his
of
Instagram
Epstein's Island
of him in Greece.
He's a millionaire.
So what are you saying?
So he can go there. Standing
all
in front
I'm
of
saying
mine.
Is that everything you. Who is this from? USA Today?
That's the claim. Yeah.
And this is what I'm saying. I'm not trying to be one of those guys that say every news is fake and blah, blah, blah. Because trust me, I believe in the president is the best thing we could ever have. He's supposed to be a good person. He leads us. The government's supposed to be good. And it's not like that.
At all.
But trust me, that's how it's supposed to be. And when I hear from news media that says...
pedophilia is also not considered a
disability.
I hear
something that says, you know, this does this or this does that.
Where?
I don't believe it.
Where?
Because, not just
swear to God, they have something on Hulu that literally is called dealing with my, like, disablement, but that's not the word. But it's talking about pedophilia.
But you just said... that it's like a law.
It's like a mental thing, right?
It is. That's how they're treating it now.
No,
they're treating it as like a sexual orientation. I'm sorry for hitting the mic. Like, how you can be like transgender, pangender, whatever the fuck that means.
Can I say...
like, they're treating it as like a sexual orientation now.
But how's that work in court? Like, let's... like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm crazy,
if
insane,
this,
I'm not going
if
to prison.
If this new bill passes... hang on, King has to say something.
I'm asking you.
But if this new bill passes that the Senate is trying to pass on the Democratic side... it allows it to be a frame of consent. Like, you can just be like, yeah, this fucking 10-year-old said yes. So that happened. Mm-hmm. And you're cool.
Check this out.
All right. No, so then I swear to God, bro.
Hey,
check
this out.
Check that shit. I swear.
I can't believe somebody wrote that.
I'm not saying
like,
there's some backwoods countries that shit happens in. That shit gets passed along. It might get passed along more than it should. And believe me, if it does, I don't want it to. But guess what? When it comes down to it, all the shit that people say about, for instance, that all minorities are bad or all cops are bad, the people that are saying that are fucking...
yeah,
I'm saying it flat out. And the people that continue
bleep
that... bleep
that out.
Bleep what out? We're not bleeping that the fuck
you
out.
You saying the people that think cops are bad are...
they are. Because not all cops are bad.
All cops are bad.
Okay, Slim, and guess what? You've never been involved with a cop crime before
in
your life.
We were
Ted Mayo's bad?
But yeah. I've been arrested like 3 times.
So have I. And guess what?
Slim,
I've been arrested with
with black people, with Asian people, which, I mean, anybody you can think, I've been arrested with them. And I'm saying not all cops are fucking bad. Not all minorities.
Every single
not
cop
all minorities are bad. I mean, it's not fucking the people that are saying these things on the news and on the media are stupid, and the people that listen to them are stupid.
And you out for blue blood, baby.
You have to take it. Okay, Slim, and that's
them cops are fucked up.
Slim, you're talking a language you're not. And guess what? The dude that just shot Jake, that just shot Jacob Blake seven times.
I'm not saying
back,
my views on that.
I will say my views on it because I know my views might not be aligned with everybody else's, but my views are real and they're true.
Mm-hmm. So you're a bootlicker?
No, give me that.
And that's we gotta find the.
Check this out though.
What's that, Ronnie? Let's hear.
The cops that shot the thing that just happened with Jacob Blake, whatever he might have been, whatever he might have done.
He broke up a fight between guess what two though? Women.
You can stop a guy. I'm telling you, Slim, Monty, Ron, Shooty, anybody
there,
tries to walk out of this garage and I
every
have
cop's
to stop
armed
you,
with a taser, dude.
I'm
you're telling me five of you guys
yeah.
with tasers?
Right?
Yeah.
If I try to walk out this garage and it's life or death.
Like you might have
one of them. They have no reason to believe he had a gun.
No, but what I'm saying is though.
If they were going to take it to that point, what he's saying is if they were going to take it to that point where they were going to shoot him, they should have just tased him or
took
him down
if
at that
I'm trying
point.
To walk out this garage, I'm drunk as fuck, I'm high off my mind or whatever. I'm trying to leave this garage. You guys are all telling me no, like those cops show, don't fucking move.
Yeah.
And I try to leave. You're telling me not one of you guys can't fucking stop me?
Yeah.
And this is the thing I'm saying about it. These, you know, I don't believe all cops are bad. I really don't because I've met cops and guess what? I'm a white dude and I might have the white privilege and I acknowledge it, but I also acknowledge other things also with I have a lot of friends that are black and in a lot of different races that I've acknowledged it. But the thing is that as a white person or whatever you are, when you realize that somebody is being wrong to someone else, you have to step up and say something about it.
That's when it comes down to just you being a good person.
But it's
but the fact that you even exactly be able to acknowledge that means that you've had the experience in your life to realize that you are white privilege, bro. And that's the fucking problem.
I walked into bars
like,
with my best friend Forrest. It's a mixed dude. His mom's white. His dad's black. I've walked into bars with him. I've walked into bars and I walked straight through. They don't pat me down. Hey, where's your ID, stupid? You know, give me my ID. Walk straight through. And they pat him down. It's like, I've gotten more mad than he gets.
Yeah.
Because he's used to it to a sad extent. It's like, dude, guess what? That's not okay. But the people that say that it's the majority of cops are bad. The majority of fucking black people and minorities are not fucking bad, dude. The majority of immigrants are bad. The majority of anybody that you would think is lower as you is not fucking bad.
So you just said majority of cops are bad, but you're saying not all cops are bad.
No, I said majority of cops aren't bad. They're not.
I would say majority are. It's excessive use of power. They all love dicks. And they love abusing their power. That's what it is.
Slim, what I'm saying is, check this out, though. And this might be controversial. This might be horrible.
I would just definitely agree in the fact that there's definitely more bad cops than there are good cops, bro.
I don't think so. There's no way. There's no way.
I definitely. Bro, all these videos, all these cops that are going to the riots and shit.
Okay, check this out,
though. Just hitting people.
Check this out, though.
Dude, I mean, what else do you guys need? It's fucking video. Like, it's fucking
in 2020 from cops. Look it up.
It should be zero.
But check this.
That number should be zero.
It shouldn't be zero because people act the fuck up.
If someone has a gun, yes, a cop should shoot them. If they don't, the cops do not get to be the judges, the juries, and the executioners. That's not how this works. They can even decide if someone's guilty or not.
I'm not saying they shouldn't. This is when it comes down to my next point. Guess what? It should be hard to be a goddamn cop.
Yeah, but you guess walk what? In. I could be a cop right now.
Sure, so can fucking I.
Slim the cop.
I could go be a cop right the fuck now. I'm not saying I'm a bad person. But
like,
I have a DUI. I have possession charges. I have this. I have this.
Definitely,
I'm not the most
guy,
in shape. I'm telling you flat out. I don't got nothing wrong against anybody overweight. You live your life however you want. There should be no fat fucking cops. If you're a cop, you should be a Ted Mayo motherfucker. And shout out to Ted Mayo because he's a savage. Guess what? You should be a Ted Mayo motherfucker.
Yeah.
You should be fit. I should look at you and be... I shouldn't be scared of you, but I should look at you and be like...
If I run, yeah, I'm going to get tackled.
If I fuck up, he got me. Yeah. And guess what? That's how it goes. If you fuck up... I was in a fight at... motherfucking... I was in a fight at Score a couple years ago. We were outside the front. My dude Zach took this dude's fucking lunchbox he got from Eurogyro, threw it in the middle of the street. It was hot, piping hot. Chicken tenders, threw it in the street. And then after that, I wasn't even involved in it. I saw my friends fighting. I step in the middle with this kid. It's like six of them, four of us, and we're like, you know, we're arguing, fighting. And it's like, you know, I'm trying to disarm it. This ain't fucking worth nothing, dude. Like, I'll give you $10 for your stupid four-piece tender box. Like, suck a dick. Like, whatever. And then it gets in this big-ass fight. Kid punches me in the face. I'm right in front of him. He punches me. I pick him up, slam him on the ground. We're fighting.
King's
and
go-to move.
As I'm looking up, I see all these red dots on the ground. It's like, what the fuck is it? Am I tripping? Like, what the fuck is going on? I crack my neck. And motherfucking...
crack my neck.
I look up and see sheriffs with tasers on me.
Oh.
This sheriff hit me in the chest.
With two bullets.
No, not two bullets. Thank you. That'd be hard. Dude, Brian Arlacher, Ray Lewis. He came at me from East Market Street in front of the Score. You know where it's at. Like right by the what's it called? Imposition?
Yeah, body by the fire.
Dude, I'm on top of this dude hitting him. This cop comes, hits me in the jaw with his shoulder, puts me on my back in front of this fucking Lorenzo's.
Hit stick 2.0 by mans.
Dude, flip the stick up and everything. Hit me.
No.
Oh my God.
Did my man dirty.
Dude, I played football my whole life. I've never been hit this fucking hard.
Mm-mm-mm.
Crack me, put me on the ground, blah, blah, blah. But that's the thing that comes down to it. When they're in a situation like that, what else are they? I'm beating the fuck out of this dude, and they pull up on the scene. What are they going to do? Tell me to stop?
They don't shoot you. Is the point?
They don't.
Why did they shoot you, Alex?
How many times don't they shoot somebody?
Way more times than not.
A lot.
How many times did somebody be killed? Look. Hey, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to anybody that's been killed by the police.
No, we're looking.
All I'm saying is that the amount of times that they have, and I'm not saying it's right. It's not right. Because trust me, a lot of the times that they do hurt somebody, they more than likely could have been able to fucking do it without lethal force.
Right.
Yeah.
But guess what?
So are you for or against police reform?
I want police reform. It should be harder to be a fucking cop. Yeah. You need to understand
the law.
Check this out, though. Give me a second. It should be harder to get a fucking gun.
Why are you pointing
gun.
At me?
This motherfucker, Jake Robleski,
you don't think I know the law?
Walked into a gun store.
No.
Jake.
Bought a fucking AK-47.
Jake walked into a gun store.
High off his ass.
Me, him, and Justin were high as fuck off some weed. Walked in this motherfucking gun store. We're looking at guns. Me's like, yeah, this one looks cool. Blah, blah, blah. Jake's like, oh, I want this AK-47. He fills out a paperwork and walks out with the AK-47. And Jake's not a bad dude that's going to hurt somebody. But guess what?
Jake does look.
If he can do it, how many people can walk into a gun
Jake
store?
Looks suspect, Monty?
Dude, there's store. Monty. There's plenty of people in other countries. Japan. There's a 13-step list again to get a gun, bro. Guess what?
Explain to me, right? You're the gun store guy, right?
Yeah.
Walks in this guy, right?
And Jake walks in. And
you think he's suspect? Why?
And he sets the AK-47 on my. I'm going to lean up on the desk and be like,
it's not at the point when he says, I want this AK.
I'm gonna be like, well, listen here, buddy. I'm gonna whip out my little chart and be like, on a scale of 1 to 5 school shooter, you're actually right down here at the full 5.
He's a campus shooter.
And it's literally just a picture of Jake. I'm gonna be like, so
damn,
that's what I'm saying.
At like Kent State,
it's just him at Kent with the gun girl.
Been, like, impressed, but
all I'm saying is, it bothers me that it's that easy to get a gun. It bothers me because if people really want to change police reform and things like that, it should be harder to be a cop. You should go through a pretty strenuous program.
I debated
program.
Buying a Mac-10 in a fucking crack house.
I used to have a grenade launcher, got rid of it.
It's not about that. You can go to a fucking gun shop and get that. It's just not...
Mac-10 in the microwave. Shout out to Jay
Rob,
Willock.
Rob, you ever owned a piece?
Your name's Cheese. You own the gun.
No gun.
Pull up. Okay.
Mac and cheese, dog.
Yeah, that was the real mac and cheese.
It should be harder to get things like that. I mean, it just
should be harder to be the fucking president.
Well, right. Justin's
in there. Let's segue into the best cop. We all seen the new Batman trailer.
Oh.
No.
No?
Oh, jeez. Oh, what, Affleck?
Yeah. No, no.
Yes, it is.
The Pattinson.
It's the Twilight guy.
It's not. It's
the Robert Pattinson.
Shut the fuck up.
Robert Pattinson.
He's in there.
Gay.
He's gay.
Yeah. Yeah, right. He's about to kill this
Yeah,
shit.
Right. Rob's gay.
Watch this shit.
Bro, he beat the dog piss out of dude. Can we rewind that, Slim? For real, I'm not even kidding you. Can we go back like 30 seconds?
That's the hardest shit I ever seen in my entire life.
That shit's about to go.
I swear to God. That's Robert Pattinson? Like, yeah. Twilight Robert?
Twilight just beat the dog shit out of that one cat. Who the fuck are you supposed to be? He's like, watch, bitch. Bow, 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 bow.
He punched him 7 times in 3 seconds.
That's and then he punched him twice and he was down. Bop, bop.
Oh.
Damn. See, that's why, like, don't let Batman be no pussy that don't kill nobody. Ground and pound. Batman hurt, needs to kill some motherfuckers.
I think this movie's going to deal with that. I think it's going to be him toeing the line.
He's the rest of your life, so you're in
Ben Affleck got
him. You got to get Ben a gun.
Death or being a vegetable that you can't fucking even, like, move. I would rather die. Just
favorite Tell superhero,
Spider-Man.
You guys
ever seen that video of fucking, it's like a meme, like a parody page of Batman. And he's like, he's interrogating people and he just breaks their arm.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I can't say anything now. You just broke my fucking
arm. Yeah. And then there's like, bro, I was just unpacking some boxes trying to feed my family. Like,
it just whoops his ass.
And he's like, now talk.
I don't know anything.
Where's Rachel?
Rachel. From this height, I'm not going to die.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
You ever see the fucking that Batman was, that was some stop thinking about sex on College Humor?
No, yeah, I think I did see that.
Are you talking about like the Bane shit?
Yeah, where he's talking to Bane. Yeah. I know I showed you that shit. He's like, nothing was off limits last night.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever
and
seen
it? It went in a weird order. Ass mouth sack or ass mouth patch.
You guys ever seen like this is way off the Batman thing, but that that stuttering cop joke?
Oh fuck, yeah.
You should look that up. That I don't know if we can play. I mean, I don't know
Stuttering
if
we're
copyrighted, but it's fucking hilarious.
No, this is going in the episode.
So how we feel about that, King, did you just turn around What's on the Battinson real quick? Is
no,
that what I'm
I
hearing?
I love it. I just don't know what to say about it because I really didn't like the Batman and versus Superman. So it was a good movie visually, just like Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman was a super good movie visually.
Wonder Woman was good.
Oh, dude, me and Alex loved that movie.
Batman vs. Superman's trash.
Yeah, it wasn't.
And the reason why me and Alex watched
I think Christian Bale was really so the best Superman there was.
Best
I
mean,
Batman?
Yeah, Batman. I'm sorry. Yeah, for sure. I mean, Batman.
This cat's funny as
he's not my favorite.
Batman, more like.
Val Kilmer is Bor the best.
Ragnarok.
More like Bor Ragnarok.
Thank you. What's the what else you got on your list here, King, of subjects for us to talk about?
Well, the rest of them are pretty fucked up.
Are they?
Yeah.
I don't think it's any more fucked up than what we've already talked about.
Hey, so I'll bring up the one, dude. All right, so.
How old is your dog, Ryan? You have an old dog, don't you?
Yeah. My dog's 16, okay? So you guys still have your family. Like,
you know how
dogs?
Old Slim's dog is?
How old Slim's dog?
Dead.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's the point I'm getting to. So, most people, like, I guess I've never had a dog die yet.
Why would you say
what
that?
Why the fuck did we get on, like, the Marley and me subject? Like, we got all
some
right, sad
I'm sorry,
shit.
Remember
I'm
talking about his dog.
Dead ass dog.
We got me one, too.
Robert, like, why
Anyways,
would you say such a thing?
Johnny Raincloud's flying away because, like, okay, when I put down my dog, he's getting serious. He's having seizures and shit. That's the sad part. Here comes the happy part. Instead of just getting him cremated, dude, I know a pretty good taxidermist, right? A table. Not like a table like the people use, but like just in the room.
I want Jake to
like
give
there's
us
like
take
there's
on
like
first.
You know like the leg you know like the leg
you
lamp.
You want me to do what?
You know the leg lamp?
I want,
why
I want
can't
you
there
to
be
give
the,
us your take on it first?
Why can't there be the buddy
Shut
ottoman?
Up your ass.
Why can't there be
Jake's up?
God, tell Rob
okay.
what I said.
Did you? Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. Retell
well, like everybody
your
gets their dog cremated or whatever. I've never had a dog die that I had to handle. So, like, I know
I
get
buried mine.
Okay, some
no,
people
don't do that. Taxidermy.
Yeah, like, man.
You ate your Slim.
Make him like a cool ottoman.
She was spicy.
All right. He's a medium-sized dog. He'd fit perfect in my living room.
All right, let's hear what Jake has to say about it.
I'd have him forever.
Yeah, taxidermy is meant for, like,
deer and
if you catch some wild-ass, crazy outdoor shit. Like, you fucking captured an elk with your bare hands and cut its head off type shit. Like,
did you ever see that video?
No, I've never seen that video. There's a video of that because that sounds awesome. But
yeah, what's that? Bestscore.com?
No, I don't know. But
so we'll go there.
Like, literally, that's what that is for. Like,
yeah.
Dude, Buddy deserves way better than absolutely to be made into a table and dude, fucking.
So what? I spread his ashes in the dog pound?
Hey,
no,
slow.
You eat him, dude. Yo, go to like the Grand Canyon and throw Buddy in the air and let him ride the fucking waves. Time out.
Jake, hold up. Monty just said that I feast on the dog. So you've had two dogs that have passed recently.
Right.
You guys ate those dogs?
Bro, did you see how big my dogs are?
So that's how he's staying young forever. See? There's shit out in this world.
I'm kidding. No, you know what's fucked up, though? My one dog did die
on
the 4th of July. And this motherfucker was like 150 pounds, bro. We had to put him on. We had to slide a sheet under his big ass and take him out of the house because he was so big. Like, we had to all grab four sides of the blanket.
You dragged him on the sheet like a parachute?
That's a grown man. That's dead, pretty much.
Shit was terrible.
177 pounds.
So you buried your dog, Slim. Sorry.
Slim's showing
taxidermy's reserved for games.
Is there a special burial place for dogs?
Read the room.
Backyard.
Hey, dickhead. Look up
your mom's backyard.
Throw them in the
backyard.
Yeah. Read the room.
You bury them, dig a hole out there. What's just wrong, like Juice? Any other.
Where's Lucky?
What?
Juice looks like he's sad about something.
Yeah. It wasn't my fault.
I'm making mine not so I can see him all the time.
We got kicked out of our house and got put into a spot where we had to rent.
Oh, I'm
so
fucking
up. We had to get rid of our dog, and Jimmy gave him to his aunt, and we gave him a good home in Florida, and he lived to be 20 years old, Ronnie.
So fucking Facebook, dude.
Yeah.
I'll need a fucking dog.
He's not a little dog.
Right,
but little dogs live a lot longer than bigger dogs.
He had a Jack Russell, smartest dog in the world. Did you know that? It's not the smartest dog
facts
in the world.
Facts with Ron. Yeah,
no
it is.
Border Collies.
No, it's one of the smartest dogs in the world.
Hound
dog.
Hound dogs. German Shepherds.
Well, let's find out.
Black Labs.
Look up the top good five dogs. Smartest dogs in the world.
I guarantee you it's not a Jack Russell.
Breeds. This motherfucker hit smartest dogs.
Jack Russells were bred.
Damn, Jack Russell ain't even the top 10, Robert. Fuck.
That was just Google images, G.
Yeah, German Shepherd.
You guys want him?
He ain't number one.
Border Collie, what'd I say? Number
Slim,
one.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Poodles.
He gets a free puppy.
German Shepherd, top three.
Bring out the puppy.
Retrievers. You get a fucking dog. I'll be like, oh.
That's the dog I
are
want.
Are we eating
I
the puppy?
I want that dog right fucking there. Dude.
We're not eating the puppy.
Monty has ate dog before. He has a craving right now. He's about
dog.
To call the lamppost like, you guys got dog tonight?
Hey, you guys got that fresh?
I want that Doberman.
They're like, you got to call New Ming home for that shit.
You guys got any of that Papillon?
New Ming home.
I
need
me a small breed.
They're like 10 minutes.
Jack Russell didn't make
top
10.
They're like, we only got Australian cattle dog in right now. I'll take it. Sweet and spicy.
Dude, Jack Russell's a smart dog. Don't take nothing away from Luck Dog.
Fries on the side. All right, I'm not talking about eating dogs.
My dog's a lab. He's dumb as fuck.
Labs is on here.
Ozzy. He could play
Lab was number four.
No, he's seven. He's dumb as hell, buddy. He's real timid and scared.
Yeah, Monty, I don't see your dog breed on here.
But they're
my dog?
Yeah.
His dog is just a kill
people.
My
dog will give all of your dogs the beats, though.
Yeah, look up the most vicious dogs now.
All right, so if you could get a dog right now.
I bet a chow's on there, like number one.
What kind of.
For real, the fucking.
Is that even a real dog?
Or no, the Sharpays, dude. The Sharpay, one of them.
Oh, it's gonna be small dogs.
One of the meanest fucking dogs.
Deadliest
dude.
Animals.
If you could.
Ah, one of them's a human.
I'll go back.
The Chow Chow, bro. That dude will fuck you up.
Dude,
man.
those things are bigger than people.
Those are Chinese guard dogs, dude.
No, they're from Russia. They're the big the giant fucking ones. The Chihuahua's number one!
Them bitches are temperamental as fuck.
That's a fucking.
The Dutch hound's fucking you up. The wiener dog comes in. Number
it's probably because they have back issues.
Say that again.
Chad got like nine and wiener dogs.
Ron, read that word again.
Dutch hounds.
Dachshund.
They're called Dutch hounds.
Is it
though,
Dutch? Stop being trying to be proper.
Dachshund.
They're called dachshunds, but they call them Dutch
hounds.
That's
what I fucking
want.
That's
hard. I want a Doberman, bro. I want the ears.
If I could get any dog right now, it'd be a Dalmatian.
I would get a Dalmatian also.
I don't want a Dalmatian.
I got a Lou dog on my arm, bro.
Those things fuck each other. That's why they look like that.
Well, if there's not another one.
Husky, they're tripping.
They fuck each other. I'm not they're gonna incest.
Have two of them. I'll have one of them.
I'm just saying, Dalmatians well, fuck each other.
But they're cool.
That's Dalmatians why they're made the way they are.
They're cool. Yeah. They're
every animal dog. Fucks each other, King.
Yeah. Dalmatians. So there's fuck your top Dalmatians, killers right bro. There, dude. Not supposed to do that.
I mean,
crossbreeding's actually
the husky would be really cool good too, but that's a lot of dogs. Fucking hair, man. I don't like a lot of hair.
Nah, me neither.
Give me the short dog, little pit bull.
How long have we been recording? Somehow, what else you got?
Yeah, King? You guys ready to wrap it up? I got work in the morning.
Keep going, King. What you got?
I know King had some other good subjects for us.
What I got?
Didn't you have something? Like, your last one was pretty good. You had one last question that you sent us that was good. What was it?
What was my question? Was I being a dickhead who was, today? Who was your first pick
today? Was I being a dickhead today?
Yeah, who was your first pick today, King?
Christian McCaffrey.
Good pick.
Nice. Great yeah, pick. You did great
pick. And then he came back and got...
Nailed it.
Chris Godwin.
Chris Godwin.
Nice.
Ooh, I don't know, though. My team's looking
heater.
Pretty...
He's that heater.
Who's in that league?
Fire! Who'd you get in the first round?
I got Julio.
And then...
Oh, yeah. Okay. What motherfucking... If you could pick any sport, you could be a professional referee at...
Highlight.
What would you do?
MMA. All day.
MMA?
MMA would
that's
be
That's
cool.
The closest seat you'll ever get.
Right. But I do want to say MMA is one of the you most criticized of all of the...
Referees.
What? Umpires.
Can you imagine more being than an NFL ref?
No. Yeah, can you imagine World Series?
You know, how many you know more. How many more referees there are to a blame instead of just being... Oh, no, yeah, when you're the referee, you're the... In a MMA dude, match, you're the third guy in there.
You're the guy.
It's easy to criticize.
Imagine being home plate.
Yes, home plate umpire is a rough one.
You don't argue balls and strikes, though.
You don't argue balls and strikes.
But we're saying what would you like to do?
All those guys so are alcoholics.
What would be your dream referee job? I wouldn't mind being like a second base umpire.
I'm not going to lie.
Or an MMA referee.
Like Rob said, basketball. Those guys are part of the game.
You're running.
You know for real? You know the referee.
I'd rather fucking
NFL
skate.
Ref, sure. When
that's
you know,
what I'm saying.
Chris McCaffrey
so like him
breaks
being a
100
a
yards, you're running
pretty
the whole
nice.
Way. That's 100 yards, bro.
Base.
Who's talking? Which one of you two are talking? Both of you at the same time?
I mean, I've listened to this guy talk for an hour and a half.
Well, get used to it.
So, what was the question?
What would you rather be?
I was going to say, I would
go
be
ahead,
a
Juice.
Fucking NHL ref, dude.
Ooh,
skating on the
that's
ice.
That's sick.
Watching some fucking hit sticks go
that's
down. There's
a lot of talent you got to have, though. Like, you can't slip it. If you fall as a referee, you're done. Like, you might
yeah,
as well
you
be.
You do
got
to skate backwards.
Yeah, you got to be able to skate.
Okay, you got to learn to skate backwards and play hockey. I know how to
do
that.
You don't have to play hockey.
That,
I know how to play hockey, though, so that works to my advantage.
That
I can fill
or MMA
in too.
Is probably the hardest rep because MMA, you have to stop somebody from dying. In NHL, you have to stop.
You definitely
from
have to.
What do you got, Ron John?
I was just going to ask him about the hockey refs. Like, I don't really watch hockey games a lot. Dude, the ref fall a lot? Like, they be spilling? Oh.
Sometimes they'll slip. Yeah, dude. I mean,
I feel like it happens, like, a lot.
You're chucking ice.
Right.
Like, you're literally chopping when you're turning corners. You're cutting your feet. Like,
I was forced to watch
chopping.
Hockey during the playoffs. Like, when I was working at a pizza shop.
It's going straight to the cup now, which is actually kind of cool.
Who's
I don't like
it.
I couldn't tell you right now, dude. I haven't been able to watch.
Blue Jackets got eliminated.
Oh, they lost
that
first one.
All right, so what about you, Cheese? Let's go to you.
Ooh.
What would you like to be?
Maybe let's go with a weird one.
Okay.
All right.
It's
like
a ping pong reference.
Oh, you're on. You're close. Let's go. Let's check out the hot chicks in tennis. Let's be a line judge. Fuck
oh.
it. Let's see. Let's get some upskirts in there. Yeah.
Cheese
yeah,
trying to look at some
yeah.
Serena cheeks.
I can see fuck King it. Being like an
cornhole,
like a pool ref at like the eight ball tournaments. Like a, what is that? Like a billiards ref?
I feel
you
like
what's that called?
What's the most
yeah,
like?
They do. There's a judge there.
What's like the most stern asshole ref you can be?
Probably an umpire.
Wimbledon. No, not Wimbledon. That's not what I meant. Fucking badminton.
There's some badass
badminton.
Soccer refs.
There's only
what
one
was
stadium.
That?
Any stadium or ballpark that you could travel around to get to?
Where
are
you
going?
Fenway.
Fenway.
I would probably take a nice trip across the country to First Energy Stadium on a nice brisk Sunday.
Here we go, brownies. Here we go.
Blacked out, drunk by 9 o'clock, cooking up some tacos.
Nine.
At like 10.
It's 8 a.m. We're shotgunning beers.
breakfast tacos or something.
Do you remember when we were lined up to the
Jake
city?
Would go to Fenway though.
Anyways, if I had Fenway. I had to travel, dude, I would really want to go to Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers Stadium. I've always wanted to go.
You're talking about the like Tropicana Field, the fucking Ray shit.
I really
like,
want to go see
fuck.
The pirate ship, dude. I feel like that'd be a dope place.
That'd be cool.
To see.
Slim, what professional stadium would you like to see?
Or arena?
Actually, I would really like to go to the Vikings Stadium because Dan and Nate Canavan went there and that shit looked so lit. Now, it looked like just like a Browns game.
I'm surprised Slim wouldn't want to go check out like a Israel Adesanya fight at the MGM Grand Casino
or at the one in New Zealand.
So I'll switch.
Oh, the I forget what that bitch is
called. Going to Fight Island, bro.
I'll switch.
That would be dope. They got all chefs and hotels in there. Like, oh yeah.
Let me switch the question for Slim though. So if you could perform anywhere, where would it be? If you could do a show.
House of Blues, Cleveland.
Yeah. Rolling Loud.
Rolling Loud, ooh. Okay.
Not even like South by Southwest would be dope as fuck.
No, Rolling Loud's wild,
Yeah, it was so...
I went to Rolling Loud, and that shit was fucking crazy.
Go to Coachella, dude. May as well.
That's how crazy it was.
That was a good note. We're looking for
these. I'm more of like a backup dancer.
We need some pizzazz. We need a little, you know, some gay shit.
The amazing videos that fucking
no flags
hits.
No flags?
Yeah, I don't want you to be like,
what if I got a little guy. What if I got a little twirl routine in there?
Like a tutu?
Yeah. And then at the end I will take it with two hands and shove it up your butt.
Ooh. And you're just butt naked on my stage when we're performing. If you take the tutu off.
Do you think I would become like, you know what? You probably have to pay me too much, honestly.
So you're out of the band.
He's
never in the band.
I'm not gonna lie. That went a little bit off the deep end there.
He wants to be a backup dancer. So I mean, what, dude? You're like, Motley Crue with like male strippers? Like what?
I think if you give me an eighth a week. A week.
I don't care what it
a
is.
A week ass eighth?
You go through that in a day.
Right. I just roll it all into a butt. I'm like, thanks, Ron.
With your stripping.
It's my weekly pay. Yeah, I'm just taking my clothes off.
We're like, sweating. We don't even want him to do it, but he agreed to it.
So stadium-wise.
Rationing that blood right, out.
Back to the stadiums.
Where's Monty?
I've been there, but I didn't see a game there. I went inside of it just to check it out. Madison Square Garden.
Ooh,
I know.
Yo,
No, you could go in. You can walk in and like actually look down because the stadium sits like underneath, like
you
down
saw Madison
low.
Square Garden juice?
Wait, what?
No. I saw Madison Square Garden. I'm talking over, so I'll wait.
Yeah, when you go and see Madison Square Garden, so like you walk in and you're like in the nosebleeds, and then you look down onto the like court. Pretty much.
That's dope.
Yeah, it is. It's super dope.
I did. Well, I was. My bad to cut you off. Cool. I was out in. When I was out in Colorado, I did see Red Rock Amphitheater.
I would love
to perform there, dude. That's like, amazing. Literally, you are carved into the mountains. It's
the acoustics on
the
bitch probably go.
It's fucking sweet, bro. Like, I could imagine seeing, like, the Chili Peppers there or something, like, and just jamming.
King's
that would be so
Legends,
dope.
Bro.
King hasn't given any... King hasn't given any suggestions, though.
King's
still
playing at the Legends.
I have a feeling I know where King would want to go. What stadium would you want to go see?
Please. Yeah. He's going to the Legends, bro. Just say it for the fans.
No, but what stadium?
What stadium
would he want to go to?
It's the Corey.
I don't know.
It's not a stadium. If we turned it into an aquatic stadium for a water polo team, that would
relocated the Browns to the Corey.
What stadium would you like to go to, King?
I don't know, man. I'd probably like to go somewhere by the beach. Put me in Miami. Fuck them.
Marlins?
Yeah.
I did.
Or Dolphins.
Well, I'd go to the Bay. San Fran.
I saw Jacksonville Stadium.
Loud shit. All the rapper motherfuckers. Yeah, they're in there.
When I went to Miami, Rolling Loud... That was probably the most amazing experience of my life.
That'd be fun.
I believe
fuck,
it,
bro.
I saw Kendrick Lamar
Rob
live.
Go to that one. What's that one stadium you guys went to?
We pop off, catch me there.
We went to the Niagara Pavilion for the Under the Influence tour, and we went there back to back years. And it was in Pittsburgh. It was like so when I went, the first concert was actually Kendrick opened, and he only had Section 8 out. So. It was just like he was real low key. He performed first, and actually, like no one clapped for him. He was the headliner. He started out for everybody, and literally,
there was like hardly anyone there. No one really like clapped or like acknowledged his performance or anything, which was wild.
Wow.
And then so I got to see B.O.B. I saw Joey Badass. I saw ASAP Rocky. I saw Wiz. I seen Mac. I seen Mac, bro. Yeah, I seen Mac in Pittsburgh.
Yo, I was supposed to go see Mac Miller, Action Bronson, The Internet, Chance the Rapper, all when they were just coming up. Well, Mac was big, but he was headlining. Yeah. I'm pissed I never got to
see him. Damn, dude. That sucks.
What'd you end up doing that night?
I don't know. Probably beat my little meat.
I got in the truck with Jeremy, and he was like, you can cry if you want to, but I'm going to remind you you did. And I was like, dude, fuck you. And he's like, you didn't even know the guy. And I'm like, that's like my favorite, like, dude growing up. Just all the music's done.
You didn't even know the guy.
And he was just like, fucking cry. I'm like, fuck you, dude. Drop me off.
Jeremy was telling you to cry, huh? That's interesting.
Yeah, he wanted me to cry really bad.
All right. Well,
RIP Mac Miller, though. But we're wrapping it up.
Yeah, to wrap things up, I want to go ahead and give some shout-outs to all of the new shows that are on our network. Make sure you guys check out everything we have to offer for you guys. We have Cheese, you go ahead and shout your shit out.
All right, so we got the Whack and Cheese show coming to you in a theater near you sometime soon. Ooh. I'm not sure. So when that drops, we'll let you know. And
that should be out by tonight. Oh, wait, your shit didn't get approved. My bad. Whenever Audio Boom approves your shit in the next couple days.
Yeah, Whack and Cheese will be out. Be on the lookout for that.
And that's spelled Whack, W-A-C-K, and Cheese. What's up, Ron? You look like you got something to say. King's got something to say?
I got something to say? Hey, I'm checking out, motherfuckers. Talk nice to yourself and get on with it.
That was really good advice. Also, shout out to A&A MMA, of course. Me and Slim out here holding shit down on the MMA game. If you guys need help on if you play fantasy football, check out First Place Fantasy Podcast. Me and the homie Chad about to be getting you guys right with the stardom sit-ums, giving you guys advice on your lineup. So make sure you guys hit us up. We're going to have a Twitter for you guys to communicate with us through on that. So that'll be cool. Also, shout out to the Wacky and Monty Show, where we talk about whatever we want to. And I'm missing one more. What's the other podcast I'm missing?
The Grub.
Our shit?
Whacking.
I already shouted out Whack and Cheese. First Place. A&A. No, I shouted them all out. Yeah, we're good. So we appreciate you guys listening to all of our shit. Yeah, those are my final words. What do you got, Slim? You got any pluggies?
Hey, Gloom just dropped Freely's new album. Go cop that. I just downloaded it on Apple Music.
Cop that shit, check, motherfucker.
Check Gloom out on Apple Music by Freely Spoken. Jake, any final words, my friend?
Who's got beer?
Nice, nice. We got a couple for you. A couple road pops.
Right.
Good night, Ron, everybody. John, what are your final words? Sing them to us, please.
I hope my friend Jacob finds the beer.
Hey.
Hey. If he doesn't, then he's... I can't say that word.
Hey.
No bleeps needed, Slim. I didn't say that word. But good night, everybody. See you in 2 weeks.
Ooh. Wait, why 2 weeks? Are we bi-weekly now?
What?
Who decides these things?
I thought we were bi-weekly.
What have you been here every week?
Up. You're not the judge or the jury.
Yes, you have.
We're bringing it back to the...
Ron, you've been here the last 5 weeks.
No, I haven't. Dude, we took a week off.
Not mentally you haven't, but...
I died. I didn't see you guys for a week. Everyone was scared. Okay, I'm back.
All right, you guys. That was episode... I didn't even count.
Four for four.
We're still waiting for four to get dropped, so...
Four will be dropping tonight.
So this is the five for five?
This is episode...
whenever I can sit down and edit this fuckload of whatever we just did.
This is episode...
Yeah. It's actually called... episode. IDK.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Name the episode.
Pink.
Bye.